KOJB 90.1 The Eagle. Good day and welcome to Environmental Voices. I'm your host, Marie Rock, and today we're going to talk about asthma and asthma triggers. Americans spend up to 90% of their time indoors. Indoor allergens and irritants play a significant role in triggering asthma attacks. Triggers are things that can cause asthma symptoms. An episode or attack can make asthma worse. If you have asthma, you may react to just one trigger, or you may find that several things act as triggers. Be sure to work with a doctor to identify your triggers and develop a treatment plan that includes ways to reduce exposures to your asthma triggers. Secondhand smoke is the smoke from a cigarette, cigar, or pipe, and the smoke exhaled by a smoker. Secondhand smoke contains more than 4,000 substances, including several compounds that cause cancer. Secondhand smoke can trigger asthma episodes and increase the severity of attacks. Secondhand smoke is also a risk factor for new cases of asthma in preschool-age children. Children's developing bodies make them more susceptible to the effects of secondhand smoke, and due to their small size, they breathe more rapidly than adults, thereby taking in more secondhand smoke. Children receiving high doses of secondhand smoke, such as those with smoking parents, run the greatest relative risk of experiencing damaging health effects. Now, some actions you can take for that: don't let anyone smoke near your child. And if you smoke until you can quit, don't smoke in your home or your car. Dust mites are tiny bugs that are too small to see, and every home has them. They feed on human skin flakes. They're found in mattresses, pillows, carpets, upholstered furniture, bed covers, clothes, stuffed toys, and fabric-covered items. Body parts and droppings from dust mites can trigger asthma in individuals with allergies to dust mites. Exposure to dust mites can cause asthma in children who have not previously exhibited asthma symptoms. Some actions you can take about dust mites: common house dust may also contain asthma triggers. These simple steps can help. Wash your bedding in hot water once a week, dry completely. Use dustproof covers on pillows and mattresses. Vacuum your carpets and furniture every week. Choose stuffed toys that you can wash. Wash stuffed toys in hot water, dry completely before your child plays with the toy. Dust often with a damp cloth. Use a vacuum with a HEPA filter on carpet and fabric-covered furniture to reduce dust buildup. People with asthma or allergies should leave the area being vacuumed. About molds and asthma. Molds create tiny spores to reproduce, just as plants produce seeds. Mold spores float through the indoor and outdoor air continually. Now, when mold spores land on damp places indoors, they may begin growing. Molds are microscopic fungi that live on plant and animal matter. Molds can be found almost anywhere when moisture is present. For people sensitive to molds, inhaling mold spores can trigger an asthma attack. About pets and asthma. Proteins in your pet's skin flakes, urine, feces, saliva, and hair can trigger asthma. Dogs, cats, rodents, including hamsters and guinea pigs and other warm-blooded mammals, can trigger asthma in individuals with an allergy to animal dander. The most effective method to control animal allergens in the home is not to allow animals in the home. If you remove an animal from the home, it's important to thoroughly clean the floors, walls, carpets, and upholstered furniture. Some individuals may find isolation measures to be sufficiently effective. Isolation measures that have been suggested include keeping pets out of the sleeping areas, keeping pets away from upholstered furniture, carpets, and stuffed toys, keeping the pet outdoors as much as possible, and isolating sensitive individuals from the pet as much as possible. Some of the actions you can take is find another home for your cat or dog. Keep pets outside if possible. If you have to have a pet inside, keep it out of the bedroom of the person with asthma. Keep pets off your furniture and vacuum carpets and furniture when the person with asthma is not around. Now, about nitrogen dioxide and asthma. Nitrogen dioxide is an odorless gas that can irritate your eyes, your nose, and your throat and cause shortness of breath. Nitrogen dioxide can come from appliances inside your home that burn fuels such as gas, kerosene, and wood. Nitrogen dioxide forms quickly from emissions from cars, trucks, and buses, power plants, and off-road equipment. Smoke from your stove or fireplace can also trigger asthma. In people with asthma, exposure to low levels of nitrogen dioxide may cause increased bronchial reactivity, and make young children more susceptible to respiratory infections. Long-term exposure to high levels of nitrogen dioxide can lead to chronic bronchitis. Studies show a connection between breathing elevated short-term nitrogen dioxide concentrations and increased visits to emergency departments and hospital admissions for respiratory issues, especially asthma. Actions you can take, if possible, use fuel-burning appliances that are vented to the outside. Always follow the manufacturer's instructions on how to use these appliances. Gas cooking stoves, if you have an exhaust fan in the kitchen, use it when you cook. Never use the stove to keep you warm or heat your house. About outdoor air pollution and asthma. Outdoor air pollution is caused by small particles and ground-level ozone that comes from car exhaust, from smoke, road dust, and factory emissions. Outdoor air quality is also affected by pollen from plants, crops, and weeds. Particle pollution can be high any time of the year and are higher near busy roads and where people burn wood. When inhaled, outdoor pollutants and pollen can aggravate the lungs and can lead to chest pain, coughing, digestive problems, dizziness, fever, lethargy, sneezing, shortness of breath, throat irritation, and watery eyes. Outdoor air pollution and pollen may also worsen chronic respiratory diseases such as asthma. Actions you can take is monitor the air quality index on your local weather report. Know when and where air pollution may be bad. Regular exercise is healthy. Check your local air quality to know when to play and when to take it a little easier. Schedule outdoor activities at times when the air quality is better. In the summer, this may be in the morning. Stay inside with the windows closed on high pollen days and when pollutants are high. Use your air conditioner to help filter the air coming into the home. Central air systems are the best. Remove indoor plants if they irritate or produce symptoms for you or your family. And pay attention to asthma warning signs. If you start to see signs, limit outdoor activity. Be sure to talk about this with your child's doctor. Information on this program was obtained online at the website for the Environmental Protection Agency. To learn more about asthma and asthma triggers, epa.gov. That's going to wrap up this edition of Environmental Voices. For KOJB 90.1 The Eagle, I'm Marie Rock.